Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, I am on the official Twitter of one Orenthal James Simpson at the Real OJ 32. And they just posted this. On April 10th, our father, Orenthal James Simpson, succumbed to his battle with cancer. He was surrounded by children and grandchildren. During this time of transition, the family asks you please respect the wishes for privacy and grace. And it is signed, the Simpson family. So this is from OJ's real Twitter, where we've gone on and, you know, gotten like some of the videos and things like that. February 9th, he tweeted hospice and he's in a car giving a video. And then there was February 11th and then this one that was just posted. So it appears that OJ Simpson has passed away, according to his own Twitter. And Coop's got the tweet up right there. I bring this up because OJ is a complicated legacy.
I was just going to ask you, how do you feel about this?
It's interesting because you and I are relatively in the same age group. You're 52, I'm 49. So there was OJ the player, and you grew up in California. So I can only imagine what OJ meant out there to people, considering the connection to USC and all that stuff. He was in Hollywood, as we know. He's going to be remembered as, for a lot of people, it's going to be the most famous guy who got away with it. In the minds of some. I remember being at URI and the whole trial is going on. And my man Sherrod Williams, who flunked out of URI twice, but is now gainfully employed, and I love him. He's my other brother, like Nelson. Whenever they announced that OJ was not guilty, he was like, come on, let's go get in your car and ride around and yell the juice is loose. And he did. And Sherrod was in the back of the, of course, we're 20 years old, not even, riding around. And he's yelling the juice is loose, the juice is loose. Because at the time, and let's be real, do you know where you were when that all went down?
I'm glad you asked me that, because I do think there are certain situations with people our age, guys our age, right? If you ask them where they were on 9/11, they'll tell you.
I know where I was. I was on the air.
Yeah, I was in Seattle. I just woke up, and we had missed it because it's a three-hour time delay, and I was going to get – it was a Tuesday because I was trying to get, like, a massage after a game.
Mm-hmm.
Or was it a Monday? Maybe I don't remember. The other one is OJ on the loose in the white Bronco. I was in Boulder, Colorado at this outdoor, like, a beach volleyball Boulder Creek party.
Yep.
Right. And then when the verdict came in, I was in Seattle and practice was about to start. And Dennis Erickson was so into the whole, like, you know, who won, like, practice started late. Everybody was in the training room. Everybody was
huddled around like
two small TVs, not like the setups that they have now.
Yeah, like the old ones.
Everybody was everyone went into the training room, and it was weird. Like the announcement is made,
mm-hmm.
and then everybody's like, "Well, okay, well," and then we went to practice. It was like, so the verdict, everyone screaming, yes, you have people screaming, people moaning, and then we went out to practice, and that was it.
It's one of those moments, I think, for a lot of people. Where, and you kind of touched on it, you remember where you were when. And I think there were two parts of that OJ story. It was the white Bronco chase.
Yep.
Because it was going on during NBA action.
That's right. There is.
They broke is the, it.
That's
they
right.
If I remember correctly,
yes.
It was, here's the NBA game up in the right-hand corner. We're going to follow whatever's going on. But the other networks went to like full blown in the air coverage. Now, this would have been in a time where for me, Christian, it was late 89, like basically early 1990, where I'd moved to New England, right? So for me, it was just a whole new world of being here in New England and stuff like that. But as soon as the OJ thing went down, it was a lot like you. It was the huddling around the TV, watching it all. You're talking about it with everybody. And then I remember being in it was Heathman Hall, if I remember right. You know, it's 30-some-odd years ago or whatever, where I was living with those guys. And it was kind of the same thing. And the eruption in the dorms that I remember of people like, oh, my God. We have a guy just texted into the text line of the 860. I was in school, and all the teachers were sad and upset that he got off.
You know the other one.
How about this one? Just quickly, the 413. My middle school played the verdict over the loudspeaker.
What?
Wow.
See, a lot of younger people won't remember the space shuttle explosion.
Mm-hmm.
We had because that was the other one. It was the 9/11 space shuttle. We had like a TV rolled into our like whatever in our classroom. We were watching it, saw it live, freaking out. Wait, that's not supposed to happen, mm-hmm. right? Then there was 9/11, which obviously I think most people know where they were when that happened. And then the OJ car chase, and then the OJ verdict.
Mm-hmm. Those were the two.
And a lot of people. And then the other thing is, so I say, hey, how do you feel about this? Because it is a conflict of emotions. You don't see it anywhere right now on TV. I haven't noticed it on any ticker. I haven't noticed anybody breaking news.
Oh, yeah, and they got the Masters coverage on. So I think, and I don't know what's on behind me.
First take is
on. You would think that they got to have Stephen A. talk about this, right? Or is this like such a powder keg for some people that they don't want to? You have to talk about this. This is one of the biggest sports figures for good and bad in our lifetime.
Would you say OJ is polarizing?
A text came in right away out of the 401. You want to know how polarizing it is? If you ask me, he died 25 years too late. Good riddance. That's pretty polarizing when people are saying, I wish you were dead in 2000.
Well, yeah. I mean, when you think about it, when you really break it down, and it was the Rockets-Knicks finals.
That's it. There you go. Rockets-Knicks. Yeah. Good job. Yeah, Rockets-Knicks finals. We'll never forget it. There are a few sports things that are really kind of like burned into my brain from being young. One was when Mike Tyson got knocked out. I found out from Craig Sager because it was during NBA All-Star Saturday
Buster
Douglas, sorry. Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When Buster Douglas knocked out Mike Tyson.
Yeah. I found out from Craig Sager because I was watching NBA at the time. And I remember him, I think, being like, you're not going to believe this, folks, but here's what's happened in Japan. And it was like, oh, my God, are you kidding me? Like, I remember that whole deal. I remember the OJ stuff. There are just certain things that are kind of ingrained in your sports brain. And, you know, again, he got away with it. So you can look at it one of two ways. You can say it was either terrible prosecution or, hey, it was heard in front of a jury of his peers and they said he isn't guilty. I don't know. Everybody believes what they're going to believe. But what's forgotten about is this was really after Jim Brown, the next great running back in the NFL for a period of time. This guy ran for 2,000 yards in the 70s when you could hit people, when you didn't have to give people phone breaks, when you could, you know what, when you made them practice all the time, all that stuff. Like this guy
ran
for...
Yeah, but like Jim Brown, he had a post-football career that was pretty substantial, but it still wasn't as identifiable as Norberg.
Murder normally trumps all.
But I'm talking about his film career afterwards.
Yeah, Jim Brown wasn't hurtling chairs in an airport for a Hertz commercial.
Yeah, it was Hertz, and then it was Norberg from the Naked Gun series.
How about this? The 413. I think I remember my mom making popcorn to watch the Bronco chase. That was one of the more real memorable moments in television. And you lived in California. You were used to the whole helicopters flying over, right?
It was
for
crazy.
Us, we were like, wait a minute, they can follow these police chases like this? So there was half the country, you know, Des Moines, Iowa woke up and they were like, oh my God,
I don't know who they're chasing, but this is unbelievable television.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, and for me, it was like one of those weird things. Oh, I know that street. Oh, they just passed. Okay, that exit. I know where that goes. Oh, my God, they're in Brentwood. Oh, my God. Oh, okay, right down the street. I was like, holy crap, they're in Westwood now. What the hell's going on?
Were you like, damn, he should have gone left instead of right. Where's he going?
Crazy.
It really is.
How many people are still around from that?
Oh, from
who was the guy? AJ Cowlings? Wasn't
no,
the guy
Al Cowlings.
Al Cowlings.
I think he's still with us. I'm pretty sure he is.
Yeah. Well, it'll be interesting to see if they cover it because he is kind of toxic.
Al Cowlings is 76 years old.
Yeah. Sorry. So he's trending. OJ is now trending, and so is Warren Moon for some reason. That is weird.
Isn't that weird?
It's like, why is he trending?
Some video from a desert city has been unearthed from 30 years ago. That's why Moon's on the spot. What is going on here? So some thoughts on OJ as well. It is a complicated legacy. And then he also became a guy who just made videos on Twitter. Hey, Twitter world.
Hey, Twitter world.
It's me, yours truly.
I loved his fantasy picks.
I mean, oh my God.
I think we do OJ voice more than we do Glenn voice now.
Definitely. Because the last time you did the Glenn voice, somebody was like, who's that?
I know.
My fantasy team is 1-4.
Yep. they were not good. We will get to sports and the gambling stuff that's out there. But that OJ news, so 76 years old, I do believe, OJ made it to. He lost his battle with cancer.